Toronto when you were playing the leading part in a spectacular show, Nomad, with Cirque Loise, and which toured the world, I understand, got a lot of awards. What made you leave it?
They terminated the show in 2005, I believe, and 1 year later, they brought us back together for a festival, for a theater festival in Monterrey, Mexico. That was quite spectacular because we hadn't seen each other for such a long time, and to bring us back together was just pure bliss. Because, you know, being part of that show was my first professional experience as a young artist, performer, actor, and it had a huge impact on who I was, traveling the world, etc.
In that show, you were both an actor and a circus artist, which obviously is very interesting because it comes from your family background. Can you talk about a little bit about that?
Well, I was born into a circus family. Both of my parents were traditional circus performers, having trained sports acrobatics. And we toured Italy for 3 years together. And I started, and then we immigrated to Canada in 1983. And I began to train with my parents beside when they trained. And I would perform with the circus troupe that I was part of, that my dad created. He opened a circus school for young adults and children.
The circus led you to the theater, right? Which is what you do now. Although looking at your CV, I can see that you also do circus parts of theater.
Because I went to the National Circus School, as you know, for 3 years, studied there, then I was part of Nomad that you talked about in the very beginning. That was directed by a man who is an actor and a writer, a playwright, and also a theater director. And this man, he kind of initiated me further into acting, because we had many. Throughout a seven-month period, we had many acting workshops together with Daniele Finzi Pasca, and I fell in love with acting more than anything. Before that, I'd also studied clowning at the circus school. I promised myself that when I stopped performing with Nomad, I would dedicate myself to wanting to be an actor.
From there, you got into incredible successes. Like, you know, I mean, Shakespeare Company is something unbelievable. How did you find your way there?
After Nomad, I was in Argentina. I studied acting in Argentina. I lived there for 4 years on and off. I then did a workshop in Montreal with a man named Marc Zamit, who had his own theater company in Paris. He then invited me to be part of his company for two plays in Paris. This is 2007, I think. I then met Irina Brook, who has her own company, the Irina Brook Theater Company. She's the daughter of Peter Brook. She has a similar way of thinking as her father does, working a lot with foreigners in different languages sometimes. She's very open, and she's based in Paris, and that is quite unusual for Paris, because Paris is a very... So as a foreigner in Paris, I was very lucky because I met that woman, and she made me work for 4 years. In the meantime, I did a workshop in England with a man from a famous company called Complicité, Marcello Mani. He's one of the co-founders with Simon McBurney and Annabel Arden of Complicité Theatre Company, which is now a very successful company. I met him, and he invited me to be part of a play he did with Catherine Hunter, who's quite known, very known in the theater world in England, and Patrice Nyambana. And following that, I met an agent in England, and that age, I then did another physical theater thing, more with dance, and then I was seen by people from the Royal Shakespeare Company, and that's how I ended up in the Royal Shakespeare Company playing Dr. Caius in The Merry Wives of Windsor. And I was, yes, it is quite unbelievable, because I was the only foreigner within a group of over 20 actors. It was overwhelming to come on that stage for the first time, and you go, wow, this is a historical place. So many immense actors and actresses have performed there, a lot of prestige, and basically, you know, you're a bit nervous because you think, wow, well, I have to do a good job now. So it was very beautiful for me to do that, and I have extraordinary memories.
Now, the interesting thing, of course, is that you have performed and you have acted in theaters really all around the world in so many countries, which means using so many languages. I've actually read that now you play in the Swiss theaters in German without knowing it. How does that work? I mean, do you have that incredible memory?
How it works is basically you have to be courageous enough to go on a stage without knowing a language. Which is, I think it's a psychological thing more than anything. As an actor, it's a beautiful challenge. Because I'm very much in love with words and with language. And basically the way I did it was learning everything phonetically. First by sound, and then you have to understand what you're saying word for word. And of course, German language structure is different from English or Polish or French. So you have to understand what goes where and why it's there. So it's a beautiful process. It takes a hell of a lot of work. It's much more memorizing work than you would in your own language or any language you know. But this was very special to me, and I felt privileged because I was there with these amazing, thoroughly trained, experienced Stadttheater, the house theater. They have actors there that are there for 15, 20 years. You know, these are amazing professionals, and me not even speaking language and being accepted and feeling part of this group of actors was extraordinary. So this was in St. Gallen. This is northeast Switzerland. I did two plays. One was Katharina Knie by Zuckmayr, and the other was Das Weite Land by Schnitzler. And I had two beautiful parts in both. And now I'm studying German so I can come back and do more, because I need to, you know, this is it's been a beautiful introduction, but I do need to learn the language if I want to continue, you know, pursue working as an actor in the German speaking countries.
How many languages do you know?
Well, I know four: English, Polish, French, Spanish, and potentially German. I just bought my books. I'm starting a course in 2 weeks.
What's the plan, Bartek?
Well, the plan is, the reason I've been moving around so much is because it's very difficult to work as an actor. Even though you're successful once, doesn't mean you will be. And I seem to be clever enough to go where the work is. And I have that possibility because I don't have family yet. I'm using all of the tools I have. If I know French and someone offers me a job in France, well, I'll go. They did this in Switzerland, so I came to Switzerland. I'm going to be working in the UK again from September. So, you know, and Europe is beautiful because it's small. It takes you, a few hours to fly from one capital to the next. So the plan is, for now, is just to take the work that I can get. I've been lucky enough to be able to work throughout these last years, so I'll cross my fingers. There's always something on the horizon, you know. I love the fact that I can go and play in one language and travel from one country to the next and discover that culture. Right now, Bern is my home base, and I dream of continuing that.
And in terms of how the theater works, because obviously every place is different, right? And I'm sure there's also some cultural aspects to the way that theaters are organized, theater world works in particular countries. Which of those models fits you the best?
Each society has a way of financing the arts, and that brings certain institutions. For example, in the German-speaking countries, you have theaters that have, as I mentioned before, groups of actors permanently hired there for a certain amount of time. That doesn't exist in France or in the UK. It does exist, I think, in Poland, in the Eastern European countries, that they still have that. That's a tradition there too. And that's very valuable because the actors get to know each other. They get to work with each other for a long time. They establish relationships, director-actor relationships. I think that has a lot of artistic potential because they can have more time, more comfort, financial comfort. So I think that model is very interesting for a young artist, a young actor. If I could one day be part of a theater for a while like that, I would take that opportunity.
looking at these countries, would you be able to say that in some of them there is more appreciation of theater than in others? Or do you feel the same kind of interest, the same kind of passion on the part of the audience and people who see you?
I think in all the countries I've worked with, it's very important in a way. You know, it's very popular. People go to the theater. I think theater is more part of British society than it is of Canadian society. You know, there's much more theater. I think the same thing goes on in France and in Switzerland. There's a lot of funding for the arts in the German-speaking countries. I think especially in Germany.
So is this something we're lacking in Canada?
You certainly don't have the same diversity or the same amount or the same level in theater, I believe, that you have in Europe. I don't think it's anywhere near to the same quality and amount and accessibility. If you're in Paris, the amount of plays from, you could see from Poland, from the UK, from Germany, the international spectrum is immense. I'm not saying that the theater in Canada is good or bad. I've seen very good theater in Canada. There's amazing directors that come from Canada that are Canadian. You know, Robert Lepage or Wajdi Mouawad, very influential people on the international scene. Although, you know, if you want to go see things, you won't have the same amount and quality of performances that you can have in Europe.
So that means you're not planning to come back to our side of the Atlantic.
I would love to come back to Canada. You know, I'm always looking for opportunities to come back to Canada and work there. Because my parents live in Montreal. I consider myself, you know, Canadian. If anybody asks me where I'm from, I'll say I'm from Montreal. It's a city that I love. The fact is, you need to find an opportunity to do so or start something of your own. I think it's an amazing city, Montreal.
You've just been to Poland. Does that mean you worked in Poland? Do you have theater connections in Poland?
No, I was there for family reasons, but I do have theater connections in Poland as well. And that's another dream of mine, to work once with a Polish director, you know, in film or in theater. I've met a few directors, and hopefully one day it's going to work, crossing my fingers. Because, you know, I know the language so well.
It's amazing that you're so mobile.
Well, it's a life choice as well, because, you know, you're always on the road. It's difficult for relationships, etc. But I'm very much in love with this, and I want to be an actor. I want to pursue being an actor, and this is what I have to do right now to be an actor.
Did you think that the circus past and the fact that you come from a circus family, circus was always traveling and going places, right? It's not stable. Do you think that might have made you this traveling actor?
That's a very sweet thing to say, you know. It's a very magical thing to say. I don't know. It's just maybe what I got from them was the performance bug, you know. That's what I got from my parents. I love to perform. I love to be on stage. It's something that I crave, and, you know, it's my love. I think what my parents gave me was this, you know, this infinite curiosity about discovering and learning and just letting me go, you know. I think, and I'm very grateful for that, because they never really said, no, don't go. They always said, go, discover, try, be free, you know. And I think that was a beautiful gift that they gave me.